This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, are you checking this out? This is like craziness going on here. As the cover-ups continue, boxing great Marvin Hagler, I remember this guy from the 80s because I was, actually when I was a kid, I won Golden Gloves in Minneapolis here, and he was one of those guys that were up there with Sugar Ray Leonard, Boom Boom Mancini, and the list goes on. Well, it's interesting, friends, the boxing great Marvin Hagler just this last weekend was struggling in the ICU unit after taking the vaccination, and then he dies. Okay, here's another one amongst those that have died from the vaccination. And when I say the cover-up continues, that's exactly what's going on, because they're not telling you concerning the side effects or the adverse side effects, 1 of 400, that take place, if not death. We also took the time on Saturday show. By the way, thank you to the 70,000 people that were watching. It was interesting because we took the time to actually highlight the fact, Tim sent it over to us, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it was interesting to note that he actually played this, and he sent it over to me, and I played it online for you. It was Bill Gates trying to explain away adverse side effects of experimental COVID injections. And, of course, you could tell he was caught off guard. And I can almost tell you, friends, as a fact, that that woman, that useful idiot, I guarantee you she's not going to have the opportunity to go ahead and interview Mr. Bill Gates again, because he did not expect her to do what he did. But he couldn't answer the question because it was a real question. And, again, as I shared with everybody on Saturday, friends, it's interesting that the mainstream media and his useful idiots are right there teeing up questions, throwing softballs at Bill Gates when he's not even qualified to talk about virus or vaccination, nor again is he an elected representative of the United States government. And he's doing this globally. I mean, it just shows you how ignorant people have become to actually accept him as being legitimate when in fact he's illegitimate. And again, there is no truth in him. John 10:10, John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. Now, folks, we've got much to cover today. If you want to check us out online, please go on to, do I got it? Okay. Am I good vocally, guys? Someone just told me that the vocals were off. Are we good? Okay. I'm sorry about that. That was my bad. Again, hopefully we're all kicking it again. And I can see the gauge going up and down. I don't know if that's the case or not. Can you go ahead and grab Sam, please? We good? Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Someone just told me that the mic was on and or the mute was on. Okay, thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. Thanks, guys. That's why I need someone checking my six all the time. If you want to go over and check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, You can do that. And when you go over there, friends, you're going to find 13 to 15 articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Brand new. Like I said, 13 to 15 articles going up every day, combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you go to the right side of that page, you can see us there. That is the social media platforms that we will be on and are on. Plus, there's other resources, radio links to 140 cities, as well as the store. Take the time and go over there, friends, because we get orders every day. Literally every day. There's coffee cups over there. And keep in mind, I'm not making the house of the Lord a den of thieves in any sense of the word. I'm responding to those requests from the people that listen to us and those that watch us. There's water bottles with statements on there. There's coffee cups. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And the list goes on. There's dog tags. And also, please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Go to membership. And when you go over to the membership, friends, you can go ahead and join different membership plans. Again, without you, we cannot do what we do. We are supported by the people to keep us out there, and we are busy doing what we do. Now, with that said, I also want to keep in mind that people do understand that we are a ministry not coming to you begging for help or asking for support to keep us out there doing what it is that we've always done for the last 23 years. If you want to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and see what it is that we've done, who it is that we are, bringing forth the fruit in the basket, please do. John 15:8, put it up against what I just said, because we are out there doing what we are commanded to do out of gratefulness to the Lord for what Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary. And we are living unto him who died for us. That's Luke 19:10 and 2 Corinthians 5:15. So do check those out when you get a moment as well. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also over on the front page of beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and join us on the platform that we have available right now over there. And what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes, friends, is reasons why Americans are defying COVID mandates, vaccinations, and the list goes on. I'm going to hit a couple topics before we get over to that. And we're going to go line upon line, precept upon precept. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump in at any time and you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, Jude, I got a question for you. How long is this next piece? Oh, is it? Okay, we're not going to play the whole thing, but what I do want people to see, this is literally, friends, this is outstanding. This is second to none. My in-laws brought this to my attention just the last couple days, and when they had brought it up, I thought, okay, I got to see this right away. And throughout the duration of watching this video, I got to tell you, friends, you know, the Bible talks about a witness. It talks about discernment, and it talks about anointing and bearing witness to the truth. I mean, there's so many different scriptures I can bring this to, but it's absolutely amazing, friends. It's a camera. It's a firefighter that was at home, and his camera, I can feel it now, and don't even think for one moment, angels are not encamped around those that fear him, because scripturally, folks, angels are brought up over and over and over again. And when an angel does appear, friends, you can rest assured you're going to hit the dirt. Just ask Zacharias. You can just ask John. Folks, the list goes on. I'm going to play this audio video for you in just a couple moments. But it is a camera that captured a miracle of spiritual proportions. Folks, it's incredible. It really is. And when you go over to Hebrews 13:2, what does it tell us? Do not forget to entertain angels, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. I'm going to play the audio and the visual for you in just a moment. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh my goodness, friends. I'm learning this whole new system visually for our social media platform, friends, which is found on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or Before It's News. And those are the two outlets that I know of right now. So with that said, there's a lot to learn right now. So please do bear with me. I am doing my best to make sure that this is top notch every step of the way, raising the bar. And we are doing our best to do just that. But now here we go, friends. I was just highlighting the fact that Hebrews 13:2 tells us, be not forgetful to entertain angels, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Now, I'm going to commentate through this video, and it's audio as well. But, folks, this is absolutely astounding, to say the least. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
All right, best story of the night right here. A Michigan couple getting the shock of their lives when they got an alert from their security camera in the driveway.
It was kind of like really unusual. I've never, ever seen anything like it.
I was like, wow. I mean, that is an angel.
The photos are exactly how they were taken. I choose to believe it. I think it's an angel.
Oh, take a good look. Goodness, friends.
Many, including their pastor, said that they believe this image captured by a security camera.
Incredible.
An angel hovering over the family's truck last week.
Yep.
So could it be? And in the next picture, I think we have it. It sort of looks like it has moved to a different part over the truck. So joining me now.
Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and take that down now. We're good for that. It's interesting, friends, because when you look at the video, again, here comes a witness. You don't even have to really look at the picture. And here comes this witness right away, and you are feeling the visual. You're feeling the spirituality of what's going on there. Now, listen, I'm saying always stick to Scripture. Don't get weird. We're not to worship angels. I'm just saying this is pretty cool, friends, that something like this would happen, especially unbeknownst to the family themselves, that they'd be sitting at home, namely a firefighter and his wife, and all of a sudden their camera security system goes off, and they go out there, and you got to see the video. You got to see the visual. It is like, oh my goodness, friends. I mean, that is, it's pretty clear to see what's going on there. And it's just the Lord showing himself. And the Bible's clear when it says that he will not leave himself without witness. And I'll tell you what, every once in a while we get a surprise. And here's another one of those. And again, if you go over to that of Hebrews, what? Well, you go over to Hebrews and it tells us just what I just told you twice now in 13:2. Hebrews 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And that is just exactly what took place there. And again, friends, do your homework on angels, because you'll find, and again, we worship not angels, but you better know that they are encamped around those that fear the Lord, because they are there. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I just thought that was something pretty cool that I had to share with my friends that are watching and them that are listening. When you go to 1 Kings now, 13:31, it tells us that Jeroboam will return not from his sin. He appointed the lower sort, the baser sort, right? And I make reference to this scripture quite a bit. But I got to tell you, friends, the image in the audio that you're going to hear and see now proves to you, friends, this is not American leadership in any sense of the word. Joe Biden. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that this is what many people in this country are just saying. Well, I guess 80 million people voted him in. Really, 80 million people voted him in. And yet, how many times did we expose the fact that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had absolutely nobody show up at their rallies? Okay. I just shared with you 2 weeks ago, Mrs. Harris coming back home to California. You know what her homecoming welcome was, friends? Literally two people. I kid you negative. And they want you to believe 80 million people voted this clown in, and a clown he is. But I want to say this too. Keep in mind, the joke is on you for tolerating this, friends. Now, 80 million people voted him in, but some reason or another, now we're being told that our military needs to protect him from the 80 million people that actually voted him in. I want you to think about that. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to this audio, and I want to just ask you, are you one of the 80 million people that allegedly voted for Joe Biden? Okay, check this out. Go for it.
One more thing. The vast majority of economists, left, right, and center,
watch this.
From Wall Street to the private economic polling initiatives. The economists, as I said, left, right, and center, say in a
he's nothing short of a puppet. That's all he is. He's doing what he's told to do. Nothing more, nothing less. And what's really embarrassing about all of this, the American people today are being laughed at for even suggesting that this is the man that the American people voted in, which you and I both know is just completely untrue every step of the way. Okay. And I've yet to meet anybody. As a matter of fact, when you have useful idiots in the mainstream media saying it's interesting, there's no signs of support, there's no show of support, and there's no people to support, you know something's seriously wrong. But again, they're there today doing what they're doing because, again, looking for reformation, not revolution, because the American people are now beginning to subject themselves to this treasonous tyrant. And that's exactly what he is. He is nothing but a stand-in, friends. He's a pro tempore in so many different ways. And he is a empty suit. That's the best way to actually say it. And if you look at who tees it up for him, who defends him every step of the way concerning press release and press conference, well, let me bring you over to this individual, friends. I mean, if this is the best you got, that should show you how much trouble we are truly in. This is Jen Psaki holding her first White House briefing. This is a it's a whole culmination of her speeches, but I want you to listen to what she keeps saying, friends, because she doesn't know the answers. You ready for this, Judah?
I'll circle back if there's more I can share with you. But I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey. I'll have to just circle back with you. We can circle back. I'm happy to circle back with you. I can circle back. I will have to circle back on that one. That's an excellent question.
Oh, such an important question.
We will circle back with you, and we'll circle back with you. It's an interesting question, but we'll circle back. I'm happy to circle back, but I'll have to circle back with you on it. It's a good question.
Wow.
But we'll circle back with you on this today. We will certainly circle back with you more directly. I hate to disappoint you, but I will have to circle back with you on that as well.
That's just absolutely amazing, friends. we're going to have to just circle back because, well, we're known, Joe Biden is now known as the leader of the free world. And, well, we just can't answer those questions when it comes to his leadership. Whoa. And I want to make this real clear because it really bothers me. And I heard it again today. When you talk of leadership, I want to make clear people do understand that in this country, once again, we do not have leaders, friends. We have no king but King Jesus. Okay. And if you want to look at the leader, you go ahead and look at Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, because again, we have a representative government. Now, I know they love for the American people to believe that they are leaders. But the fact of the matter is that, again, is unconstitutional. And if you call this leadership going on in this country, it should tell you exactly why we are in the ditch today. Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. And that's exactly why we're in the ditch right now, friends. This is embarrassing. And again, friends, this is shameful conduct that we're tolerating in our country. Now, what we're going to do is when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to actually get over to reasons why Americans are defying COVID mandates. Now, many people believe that, well, everybody's just going along with it, and they find themselves sitting at home or driving in their cars right now saying, wait a second, I haven't succumbed to it, but I think everybody around me has. I'm here to tell you that that's not the truth. I'm here to tell you that they're having serious problems trying to manipulate through the Yale study concerning the American people as to how they need to take their vaccination. Folks, they're not falling. Many people, more than not, are not falling for what's going on here. Last week, I shared with you how the military's rejecting it, how those frontline workers are rejecting it because they've come to know what this is truly about. Oh, and by the way, did anybody see that? That's listening to me right now as to what's going on over in Romania right now. They're having a hard time covering that one up too, aren't they? Friends, you know that in Romania right now, literally hundreds of thousands of people just took to the streets, listen to me carefully, demanding that their government all stand down. Did you hear what I said? They're demanding that their government, all of them, stand down and resign. In other words, they're doing away with the old and they're asking for the new. And they're doing it through demanding, friends, because they have had enough of being lied to. They've had enough of having their coffers stolen from. They've had enough of those that lie, steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And what they're doing is they're doing the right thing, folks. Remember, King Charles lost his head to the people in England through Cromwell, because guess what, friends? He raised up foreign armies to war against his own people. Why? Because he didn't want to lose rule. And at length, he woke up to the fact that people did and stood up against the king and actually beheaded him. Okay? Caesar had his Brutus. The list goes on, friends, of history teaching us that it comes to a point where when the governments continuously oppress the people, it comes to the point, just like what our forefathers taught us, friends, they began to throw off corruption. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, friends, that's exactly what it tells us that we should do too. We're not called to overthrow the law, the Constitution, which keeps us free if we're obedient to it. Romans 3:31. We are called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Americans, you need to begin to look to France and Germany and the UK and Romania because they're doing the right thing right now. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is heading up a congressional delegation to the southern border today as the spike in illegal immigration continues. The California Republican speaking just outside of El Paso, Texas.
The sad part about all this, it didn't have to happen. This crisis is created by the presidential policies of this new administration. There's no other way to claim it than a Biden border crisis.
The White House saying FEMA has arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border to help shelter illegal immigrant children. No flights are coming in or going out at the Denver International Airport at the moment. Runways will remain closed until 2 o'clock Mountain Time following a massive snowstorm over the weekend. The area saw just over 27 inches of snow. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The confirmation hearings for President Biden's cabinet continues.
The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's still no official date for President Joe Biden to give his first address to a joint session of Congress. That's according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Asked if there'd been an update since Congress passed Biden's COVID-19 relief package, Pelosi telling reporters on Capitol Hill, we'll see. Pelosi adding that there's no official date set as of yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to give you this real quick. This one's literally hot off the press, friends. You ready for this? Washington, D.C. now falls under permanent military occupation. Does that sound American to you, friends? Do you remember back in, as a matter of fact, I've watched so many documentaries, and I recollect all this information, friends, as the Holy Ghost gives it to me, and memory, as it serves me. It's interesting that Truman, all the way up until Truman, presidents literally used to walk up and down the streets in Washington, D.C., shaking the hands of the constituents, not with a whole barrage, not a whole army of security detail, armed, might I add. Has anybody been paying attention to that little by little by little by little we notice the fence go up around the White House, and then all of a sudden that fence is getting just a little bit higher and higher and higher? You know why that is, right, friends? Because they're not working for we the people. And the American people realize this. Now, it's, again, interesting to remember what I said during the first segment. You have, right, 80 million people that allegedly voted Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into office, and yet for some reason or another, the fence isn't good enough. Now they need to use our own boys, our dads, our grandpas, our uncles, our cousins, and our neighbors to protect him from the 80 million people that allegedly voted him in. Will you think, my friends? Please think about what's going on here, because, friends, you are being lied to every step of the way. And this is getting a little tipsy, friends. on the point of pushing people to the fringe concerning what's going on here. They are pushing the envelope to see how far they can go with this. And might I add, too, one of the things that we heard during the break last was all this crisis. Did you hear that representative tell you the truth when he said this is a created crisis by the current administration? It's exactly what it is. Hey, friends, who's inundating you with fear? Who's inundating you with a continual warfare more than politicians in the mainstream media? Absolutely nobody. Did you know the fourth president of the United States of America, none other than that of James Madison, said that no country can endure continual warfare? This is all purpose to break you down. And it's either going to be the Lord's way or it's going to be your way. And I suggest that you do what you do with the time that you have it so it doesn't get to the point where the Lord drops the hammer in judgment all the way through and where it gets to the point where you wish you would have did what you should have done when you had the time to do it. Okay? We're in some serious times, friends. No doubt about it. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com and join us on social media platforms on both of those platforms. I'm going to take a couple phone calls and then I am going to hit the main topic. We have Sal calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you for everything you do, Bradley, and also thanks to GCN for being immense amount of support for your show's distribution and everything. I want to say real quick, and I'll get off here, I've read several articles today about Joe Biden is going to enact the biggest tax hike America has seen in 30 years. We can't let this keep going on. And if people turn away from this, then they will be under their rule and not under the rule of God.
I really do believe what's going on right now is they want the American people to believe that they are actually under their rule right now. But again, it all comes back to Saul Alinsky tactic, causing the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. You better understand, Americans, as to what's going on right now. We're seeing every step of the way, this administration, the last one, the one that preceded it before that, and the one that preceded it before that, slowly and incrementally beginning to take over this country. And there's no excuse, again, and I think I said this to you the other day, Sal, there's no excuse for the American people to sit back and watch their country crumble under the said administrations that they're tolerating today, friends. I'm just thinking of Leviticus 26, and I make reference to it, but very few times have I actually gone over there and shared it with you. When you go to Leviticus 6:14 or 26 verse 14, it says, "But if you will not listen unto me and will not do all of my commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes or your soul abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, if you fail to deal with lawbreakers in your governments," right, friends? In keeping his commandments, because nobody's above the law in this country, but that you break my covenant, he said, "I will do this unto you." The Lord said, "I will even point terror over you. I will appoint terror over you." He said that, "and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, and your enemies shall eat it." Is that what's happening to the welfare system right now? Your enemies are being allured over into America on your dime, on your seed, friends. He said, "If you will not hearken unto me for all of this, then I will punish you." So in other words, if you don't want to listen to these judgments, then I'll tell you what, it's going to come seven times harder. And that's exactly where America's at right now. The Lord is going to get your attention one way or another, and the message from heaven is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Acts 20, verse 21. Also go over to Exodus 20 and then read Galatians 3:24 and put your faith in Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2. Okay? So that's what is in fact taking place. Regardless if you want to see it that way or not, it doesn't matter. This is history and it is the word of the living God, where his law is perpetual in the spirit, and it's at work even today. We got David calling in from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, thanks for your clarity and your message. It helps us all. And for a guy who's gone around to high schools, able to convince kids about abstinence, that's excellent.
Thank you.
Not many people have done that. No, thank you and thank God. But the whole pretext for the pandemic lockdowns and controls, including economic destruction of small businesses and restriction of available goods, can be neutralized with the use of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and supplementation with additional vitamins, etc. This is basically the message of Dr. Pierre Corey, I think delivered around December 6th of last year and mentioned earlier in July. He had about 1,000 healthcare professionals in a study, maybe a little more. All those who were given ivermectin did not get COVID-19. 58% of those who didn't get it got COVID-19, apparently.
Yeah.
He's right in the field. He's got, you know, some significant medical problems he's dealing with. And why don't we promote this to cut at the root of the tree, as you say?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I am, and I'm doing what I can do, and the only thing we can do is really get the information over to the people, and it's for them to turn. Ezekiel 33, Ezekiel 3, I'm thinking of, Matthew 3, 2, Mark 1, 17, the list goes on. And people have to respond on their own because we cannot make the choice for the people. Again, my friend, the only thing that we can do is give them the information, and you just did that again, and I totally appreciate it.
Okay. The other point is, what do we do about the economy of the mark? We see it all coming. Can we stop it? Do we have alternatives prepared for this? What is your statement regarding
well,
this?
This is my, it's what I say all the time. It's like, folks, if we were where they wanted us to be right now, we wouldn't still have the freedom to right the wrongs. So, David, if we still have the freedom to right the wrongs, then the American people need to stand up and right the wrongs, and we know where the wrongs are coming from.
But I think we're missing one thing. Sometimes we are highly dependent in our society. We're dependent on all the infrastructure. I vote for gaining independence.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to happen. Look what happened in Texas, right?
Yep.
And they did it.
Yep.
Thanks, Bradley.
Yeah, no, okay. Thank you, David. I totally appreciate you. Folks, again, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I love it when people call in and reinforce the message because people are thinking, and it shows you that they are thinking. And so don't ever feel like you're isolated. Don't feel like you're alone in your thoughts. No, what you're going to find is when you go out and communicate with your neighbors, you're going to find that they're saying the same things that you are. Folks, I don't care if it's just go walk into a store, someone striking up a conversation, or just meeting somebody, even over at my house that's doing some work over at my house, or whatever the case might be. Folks, strike up a conversation. You're going to find that 8 times out of 10, and I haven't found the other 2, by the way. I just want to be fair. I want to get that little wiggle room in there, the 2%. But every single time I have a conversation, they're not falling for what's going on. Why is it happening then? Because people need to understand how dictatorships work. And the way they work is the people, everything they do is predicated upon the lie. People are afraid of what? The Bible says in Proverbs 28, when the wicked flee when none pursueth. Folks, are we in trouble? Absolutely. But our sin is before God, and our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. Let's get it right before Him, and then wait for instructions and commands as to what we're supposed to do when we're empowered by the Holy Ghost. That's how we're going to win the day. Keep in mind, friends, stay encouraged. Keep your face in the Word of God, Hebrews 12:2. Feet on the Word, John 7:17. And you can rest assured, 1 John 5:4, friends, that you are going to continuously overcome what's going on in this world. And the way to do that is to speak the language of Scripture. And the Bible talks about this in the book of Psalm 50. It talks about it in the book of Psalm 1. Philippians 1, where it says that, Lord, let our conversation become the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, there's no gloom and doom coming out of the resurrected one, is there? The Lord Jesus Christ, there's no gloom and doom coming out of His mouth, except those that refuse to repent. And keep in mind, those that refuse to repent, they're the ones rejecting God. God is not rejecting them. And that's why you're hearing the message that you're hearing even now. Now, for the sake of time, again, thank you for the calls, guys. For the sake of time, I want to get over to this because, again, people are very optimistic about what's going on. I know there's a lot of gloom and doom going on right now, but I also want to tell you, friends, that there's a lot of people that are paying attention to what others are saying, that Americans will defy what's taking place here. They will arise to the level of expectation when it comes to the threats that they see on the horizon. And that's the message I always want to give. When we come back, we're going to go back to why Americans will defy COVID mandates and vaccines. But I'm telling you this right now, friends, it's up to you. It's not up to them. Listen to me, Americans. Listen to me, 53 countries. It's not up to them. It's up to you under God. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools, enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542, and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much information that's just being censored from the American people, and this is why, again, there's a new stat out just recently. I always tell you that 94% of the American people do not trust the media. They do not believe the media. And, again, Congress has 11% approval rating. Someone just came out with a stat on those very two topics, and it's exactly where things are at. But again, go outside, and why do you see all these people pretending along with the likes of Anthony Fauci? Oh, my goodness. I mean, boy, oh, boy. Doesn't get any lower than that guy, does it, friends? Oof-da. Well, here it is. Reasons why Americans will defy COVID mandates, which counters the censorship, which counters the mainstream media's lies and propaganda. Okay? So we have, according to multiple official studies, including a study from American College of Physicians, the infection fatality ratio or death rate of COVID-19. Listen carefully, friends. You ready for this? Okay. It's 0.26%. For anyone outside of a nursing home, this means that 99.7% of people not in nursing homes will survive the virus if they contract it. Notice what you're hearing on the media. Notice how they're corralling everybody to go through a new gate, a new global system. Notice how they're trying to break down the old system by bringing in a new system. Now do you understand the Hegelian dialectic? Now do you understand the history of mankind and corruption in government, friends? They create the problem. You just heard a representative say this two commercials ago. They create the problem, then they play the problem solver. They create the problem, then they play the problem solver. Nothing new under the sun. When you listen to commercials, what's it based off of? Fear, 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 fear. Whatever it is that they're trying to sell you, how do they sell it to you? They drive you with the use of fear, right? And they have the remedy. Whoa, magically, we have the remedy. Who's selling you the fear? The same one selling you the remedy. Americans? 0.26 or 0.26%, according to a study from American College of Physicians, is declaring people that have died from COVID. How is the mainstream media selling it to you? Well, Joe Biden gets up and tells you, that if you don't all get your vaccinations, as he's reading a teleprompter, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Joey. And that's about almost coming to a quick end here too, isn't it, friend? But it's interesting, friends. It's interesting to note that he tells you just the exact opposite. If you don't get the vaccination, then we might have to lock everything down. Hey, friends, listen. You never had to shut everything down. If enough of the American people would have stood up, this would have never happened. It would have came to a crashing halt like it did 10 years ago. But most people don't know they tried this 10 years ago, and then 10 years before that, and 10 years before that, and 10 years before that. This time they got away with it. Why? Well, they got to the indoctrinated ones, didn't they? The ones that actually believed them. Romans 1:22. Number two, nursing home patients account for 40% of all COVID deaths. Pay attention to the fact of forced vaccinations, by the way. They're totally healthy. They die after they get the vaccination, and then they blame COVID. I'm not kidding you. Okay? The federal government's own hospital data from the Department of Health and Human Services indicates that capacity for hospital beds is ample in the United States. I can tell you firsthand, I have friends that are doctors and RNs, namely one in Minnesota here, who works at a pretty big hospital, and he was told 3 weeks ago that he didn't have to come into work that weekend. And I shared this with my listeners. You may ask why. Well, because there was not one bed filled with any individual that had COVID-19. But how are they in the mainstream media? How is Dr. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates selling it to you, and the WHO and the current administration all working against the people? How are they selling it to you? Just the exact opposite, friends. Oh, my goodness, if there's an outbreak, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Using the fear to drive you to their answers. Using the fear to corral you into accepting a new system, friends. The numbers and statistics are not lining up, just for the record. Okay, but the federal government's own hospital data states that capacity for hospital beds is ample in the U.S. and that it has been the case for the past year. But is that what the mainstream media has told you? Absolutely not. COVID patients only take up around 13% of inpatients and their beds nationally, not here in Minnesota. The stories in the media of hospitals and overcapacity due to COVID are therefore inaccurate, or they are outright lies. Of course they're outright lies, John 8:44. Number four, international studies, including a Danish study published by the American College of Physicians, have proven that wearing masks makes no significant difference in the spread or infection of the rate of COVID-19. That's all you have to do is look at the manufacturer's box, because they already told you that. Number five, in March of 2020, the head of the acronym NIAID, Mr. Fauci, again, the only guy setting the narrative along with Bill Gates, isn't that interesting, friends? But Fauci had this to say about mask wearing when being interviewed on 60 Minutes. I played this audio over the last weekend once again. Mr. Fauci said, right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak wearing a mask, might, this is what he said, might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is, and often they are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the masks, and they are not even, and they're touching their faces. So he said they don't even work, right? Not that we needed him to reaffirm that, because the manufacturers already told us that they didn't work. Number six. On Twitter in February of 2020, the U.S. Surgeon General had this to say about mask wearing. Listen carefully. You ready? Seriously, people, he said, stop buying masks. They are not effective in preventing general public from catching coronavirus, but if healthcare providers can't get them to care for sick patients, it puts them and our communities at risk. This, you know what this reminds me of? People submitting to the tyrant Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. The Supreme Court came out not once but twice and told the people in that state that she doesn't have the constitutional authority to lock down the state. But you know what they did? They pretended along with the one that was acting in a lawless manner. So they deserve what they've got coming. How many people do we need to tell us this is a fraud? Huh? So both the Surgeon General and Fauci later reversed their stance on mask wearing it when it no longer suited the controlled narrative and are now fervent supporters of enforcing mask states. It's just a sign of compliance and slavery. You're wearing a mask, you're a serf, period. And they know it. That's why they're encouraged to push forth vaccinations. Okay? Number seven, the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines are made with a brand new technology that has limited testing. The NIAID acronym used minimal animal testing on mice, but these mice were not a type that is normally susceptible to contracting COVID the way that humans are. The tests were completely inadequate, yet the mRNA vaccines were released for human use anyways. Well, and why are they doing that? How could they do that? Because they've convinced you that the big pharma and vaccination and the medical industry are the only companies in the world that are impervious to lawsuit. In other words, consequence for harming or killing somebody from one of their products, because you will find that nowhere else. This all took place in 1986, the National Childhood Vaccination Safety Act. Check it out. You'll find it. It's easy to find. Going to number eight. What is it? The new vaccines do not contain the virus that trigger COVID-19 as a conventional vaccine might. Instead, Moderna and Pfizer researchers used a new technique to make messenger RNA, mRNA, which is similar to mRNA found in SARS-CoV-2. So in theory, the artificial mRNA will act as instructions that prompt human cells to build a protein found on the surface of the virus. The protein would theoretically trigger a protective immune response. The entire COVID vaccine effort was essentially a giant shortcut. This is not an advantage, as the long-term effects of any vaccine from 1 to 5 to 10 years should be understood before it's injected into human beings. So we understand where Bill Gates comes into play when he says he wants to depopulate the planet. Again, he said it. I did not. Number nine, multiple medical industry professionals, including the former VP of Pfizer, have signed a petition warning about the new mRNA vaccinations. Number 10, and finally, numerous polls also show that at least 30 to 50%, I've even heard of higher statistics, friends, of medical professionals, including nurses and doctors, refuse the vaccinations. These people are facing the risk of losing their job. Why? But they are still not going to accept the shot. That is how potentially volatile the mRNA vaccines could be. Long-term health is more important than short-term risk. Friends, this is what people are waking up to. This is what people are responding to. You're going to see more kickback in the days up and coming, and it's time for you, now that you're educated, to do the same. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 19 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.